always enjoy our weekly visits with the coach, George Karl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Get a chance to chop it up a little bit, talk some hoops with the coach. He joins us now. George, good morning.
Good morning. A beautiful Sunday. Let's go.
Absolutely, George. Always gorgeous here in Denver, Colorado. 7-7, not so gorgeous with the Nuggets. Level of concern right now. I know it's early, but just level of concern with the way they're playing right now.
I thought last night was a positive. I think they made a step forward. I actually thought they played pretty well in Utah. And Utah is, I think, showing the rest of the NBA right now. They're gonna make a step forward. I think it's what it is. You don't want to get crazy one way or the other. I think there's some disappointment in my eyes is because their defense, I thought, was a problem at the end of last year. They did nothing except make it weaker. And in the Western Conference, it's just going to be difficult to get a home court advantage right now. I think what they've kind of thrown away with their bad start is they might not be able to get to the top four. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to be a good team by the end of the year. Will they have to make a trade, or will they be pushed to make a trade around trade deadline? I don't know when trade deadline is. I think it's like 30 games away. But I thought last night their bench played a little bit better. They seem to have a little better rhythm. Jokic continues to be unbelievably talented, and what a star to have in Denver. He just plays the game with such ease and superiority. So I don't think it's time to panic. I just think they got to figure out who gets better, how they get better, and keep pushing.
George, who is Jamal Murray to you?
I didn't hear that last sentence.
Who is Jamal Murray to you? I know he's dealing with an elbow issue right now, but prior to that, you know, we've seen these you know, roller coaster performances from him, which we've become accustomed to over the last several years. So who is he?
Well, you know, my opinion has been very clear that I think the point guard of this team is Jokic, and I would rather have a point guard be a guard. Jamal Murray is a good point guard, but not a great point guard. And he is a dynamite scoring machine at the guard position. He seems to play his best game when he has freedom and has a confidence to go get any shot he wants to get. When he plays the point guard position, I see a little uneasiness to him. And then when he doesn't make a shot, he puts pressure on himself to maybe take a tougher shot. You know, I've been advocating for over 3 years that the team needs a better point guard play from a standpoint of NBA top-notch point guard. And I think Jamal Murray could be a great backup point guard. He could play 15 minutes a game at backup point guard, but give him about 20 minutes a game where he's free and loose doing what he does best, and that's score.
So, I mean, when it comes to the trade deadline, you mentioned it about 30 games away or so. Is that something you think should be on the Nuggets kind of radar, a legitimate NBA point guard?
Well, I don't think you want to go out and make a big trade and go get a expensive point guard. But can you find a veteran point guard or a young point guard that knows the strengths and weaknesses of the Denver Nuggets? I think they're very close to be really, really good and a championship caliber team. But they've been on that fringe for about 3 years now. And it seems like this year they made a step backwards, and they could be right. I mean, they could prove us all wrong with our disappointment right now by going out and winning 10 out of 12 games. But it's how they played that bothers me a little bit. Their defense has not improved, and in a lot of ways they're searching for their personality, even though they're statistically a very good offensive team. And in the games that you watch, they don't give me that feeling that they're a dynamite offensive basketball team.
Busy with George Karl. Okay, Michael Porter Jr.'s role in all of this. To me, they got to find out sooner rather than later if this guy can be a real impact player this year. Otherwise, I do think they have to go out and make a trade if they want to get back to the Western Conference Finals. Do you agree?
Well, I think a young player like Porter Jr., you know, we all want him to get to his potential quickly. But the problem is he's been a little bit injured, and he's had weird seasons. Last year was not a real NBA season. And now he starts out with the COVID this year. Now, I'm sure there's psychological things going on in his head. So I don't think the process is going to be sped up. He's a good young basketball player that's going to be a 35-minute starting NBA player someday on a consistent basis. He just is not that now. They need his offense. They need his shooting. And it'll figure its way out. I mean, it's another one of those ingredients that he's in the stage of finding his potential rather than knowing what his potential is.
All right, George, listen, we appreciate you. Thanks for the insight. And,
insight. I love it.
Yeah, great, great stuff. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, as always, good to be with you. Have a great day.
All right.
There he is, George Karl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.